From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
You are listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. It is Thursday, December 20th. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm special guest substitute host Bill Wolf here on the Bryant Park
Project. Does it say that on your semi-permanent business cards?
Yeah, it says so on my ID and the tight security here at NPR News.
We do just walk in the morning at whatever hour, say hi to the guy who cleans the floors.
Pretty
He's very
much,
nice.
Right, and we don't look like we mean harm, so in we come. It's no problem. It's a secure location.
We're staying put for the holiday.
Yes,
right?
We are.
I'm cooking for Christmas. I'll be on the air Christmas morning, and I'm cook Christmas dinner.
Yeah, I'm going to sit on my keister. And watch television, I think.
But we are fortunate, I think, in that we will not be in the airports.
Oh, I guarantee you we're fortunate we're not in the airports. Later on, we are going to have on the program an actual gate agent, a person who endures the fury of those who are delayed and want an upgrade.
A bona fide gate agent is going to be on this show. We're going to try to find out some of the secrets.
Well, there's so many urban legends. All you have to do is complain. Ask to see a supervisor. Tell him you're a frequent platinum flying person. Well, we'll get to the truth of all that. And not only that, we're rolling full steam ahead on our series at looking at how the presidential candidates are perceived in their hometowns and states today. Senator Fred Thompson from Tennessee.
We're also going to talk toys. Do you know there are Barbies in fishnets and halter tops? Yeah, and they're being marketed to little girls. We'll have a discussion about what's being called age compression in the toy industry. We'll also go to Rachel Martin for today's headlines in just a hot minute. But first, here is the BPP's big story. It's a trifecta of bad news for presidential candidates. Rudy Giuliani in the hospital, Dennis Kucinich's brother found dead yesterday morning, and Tom Tancredo may be dropping out of the race.
It's Rudy Giuliani first. He checked into a Missouri hospital last night with flu-like symptoms. Giuliani was supposed to fly from Missouri to New York, but after consulting by phone with his personal physician, he decided to spend the night at Barnes Jewish Hospital in St. Louis for observation. And I can't help but add that I once shined shoes at the Barnes Jewish Hospital, 1981.
Your dad was a surgeon there.
Not a surgeon, just a doctor.
Just a doctor. I gave him an upgrade. A campaign spokesman says Giuliani developed flu-like symptoms earlier in the day but kept campaigning. By evening, the symptoms had worsened. He expected to stay at least through the night and will decide his next step this morning. He reportedly had no appointments scheduled for today.
Meantime, Colorado Republican Congressman Tom Tancredo, a long-shot presidential candidate to say the least, who built his campaign on his opposition to illegal immigration, is expected to announce today that he's dropping out of the race. A person close to Tancredo told the Associated Press that the announcement will come this afternoon at a news conference in Des Moines, Iowa. The campaign would only say that Tancredo planned a, quote, major announcement, end quote.
A Democratic presidential candidate, Dennis Kucinich, is in his home city of Cleveland after his youngest brother was found dead there yesterday morning. 52-year-old Perry Kucinich was found face down on the kitchen floor of his apartment. There were no signs of foul play, and the cause of death is pending autopsy results.
Perry Kucinich was an artist who was inspired by 20th-century masters like Paul Klee and Pablo Picasso. Dennis Kucinich said yesterday of his brother, quote, "He was a genius. He had extraordinary insights. Although he struggled with mental illness, with the help of friends and family, he led a productive life. We are a close family. It's just devastating."
Funeral arrangements have not yet been announced. And that's the BPP big story. Doctors out there, I hope I didn't offend you. I was just trying to back out of a mistake.
He promoted my father. He's
there
fantastic.
Now here is Rachel Martin with even more news.